This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. You know what, Shady? It's not a fun day to be out in the dating world right now.
It's really not. It's hard. You know, I've gone through many boxes of tissues recently myself. So not sad tissues, happy tissues, but that's a different.
That's
a different thing. But we're here today to help out Jason and Victoria because, you know what, they went out on a date.
Yeah.
And then it kind of fizzled.
Yeah, for some reason, Victoria's not getting back to Jason, and that's why you have called us. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're good, honey. Good. So tell us what happened with this date.
Well, I took her to Rigby Pub. We had a fantastic time. We explored the menu, and everything went great, ended great, and I assumed that we would be going out again.
Sure.
But she hasn't been responding to my messages, so.
How did you two, meet anyway? Were you on, social media, dating?
No, we met. I don't do that. I don't do social media. Oh. But we met through a mutual friend. I need to be able to have somebody that I know well vouch for someone before I go out.
Sure. That's the best
way.
That
makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What kind of things do you guys talk about on your date?
We talked about my work. I work for a great company, and I have a great job with lots of responsibilities that takes me to lots of interesting places to meet interesting people. And
sweet.
We talked about her work, and she had, she didn't have that kind of a job, but I was interested in that as well. And
nice.
So you travel.
A little bit about families and movies we like, and those such.
Also, you got to ask every single time. You sound like a well-to-do man. Did you put on deodorant, the aftershave, the cologne, the brush your teeth? You didn't have anything in your teeth, anything like that? You weren't wearing mandals or
mandals?
No.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I'm well taken care of.
Yeah. You know what? You sound like you've got yourself together.
So. I like it, my man. All right. So, Jason,
I don't like to brag.
Oh, well, that's okay. Confidence is sexy in a man.
Yes.
How did this date end?
Well, it ended with me getting her into a cab, or an Uber, rather.
Mm.
And
that was it.
I don't think I need to share with you all the details.
Maybe
it was a good ending.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
awesome.
At least you got a kiss or something, hopefully.
Right?
That's all we wanted.
I'll leave it to your imagination.
Hey, you know what? You don't kiss and tell. I respect that.
I like it. All right. So how long has it been since the last time you spoke to Victoria?
It's been about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Ooh. Gosh, it's always that once you get over the 3-day mark.
It's it's usually that 2 or 3 day mark. It's when your heart starts to hurt.
Yeah. And
it's
you're staring at the phone.
Why did you ghost me?
Why? Yes, that's something that Shady likes to call. We now are going to go ghost hunting.
We're going to go ghost hunting for you, Jason. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, my man. Well, let's give her a call and see what's up with her.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Victoria?
Yes.
Hi,
honey.
Victoria.
Hi. Hey, this is Krista and Shady from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. This is a small little radio station out here in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've heard of us?
Don't you know?
Okay, how can I help you guys?
Oh, she's...
Well, we've taken a personal interest in your love life here, Victoria. Do you remember a lovely gentleman you went on a date with named Jason? Went to the Rigby Pub?
Jason.
Yeah, I remember. Why are you guys calling me about this?
Well, we're trying to figure out why after a week of your date, you haven't gotten back to Jason. He sounds like a very well-to-do gentleman.
Yeah, so. it's something we call second date update. And Jason very much likes you, Victoria. And he's like, why is she not getting back to me?
Mm.
So we want to know why.
We want to know why, girl.
I bet.
What's going on?
I bet. Yeah. Oh, God forbid. Jason, we just didn't click. I just didn't feel like we had any chemistry in there. He basically talked about himself the whole time that we were there. And honestly, kind of felt like a job interview instead of a date.
Really?
He looks great. He's not a bad looking guy.
Yeah.
But he just loves himself a lot. And that's great. I mean, I'm totally for that.
Sure.
Just not for me.
So
just not for me.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you saying like he was cocky or narcissistic? Again, it's all about him and nothing about you.
That's how we felt a lot. It's you know, like when you need that extra drink to kind of not be like, dude, that's enough. Like, I know your whole life within the next, you know, the last hour, I want to go home.
Do you think he was trying to like do that whole like sugar daddy thing with you? Like, is he older than you or no? Or is he about the same age?
He looks a little bit older.
Gotcha.
Like, he really does. Like, the way that he talks, he's just the personality, like, maybe like he does come from money or something.
Sure.
You know, like I was very curious during the date about that because of the way that he carries himself. But he just looks like somebody who's been very spoiled or like
spoiled.
You know what I mean? Like he just has that air of how, you know, and I'm not kind of surprised that you guys are calling me because how dare I?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Back, well,
I heard a little from the other side of the phone.
Okay. It might not be my turn to talk, but I'm going to
talk. Oh, it is your turn, Jason. It's your turn, honey. Jason, were you a chatty Kathy about yourself?
She had every opportunity to speak. We definitely spoke a lot about the things that I have going on. I happen to have a lot going on, so that sort of makes sense. But
yeah,
we talked about her as well. She was a little quiet, you know. I maybe have talked a lot during the first part, but I think by the time I opened it up, she never really opened up. But she seemed interested. She had more questions about what I had to say, so I kept going.
No, I stayed quiet because when I mentioned what I did, you were like, okay. Like, you belittled me very quickly and put yourself right up there. Like, you are a traveler and you know all these things and you've been here and you've been there. So how about you? Can you go up to that line? Because, like, I've been all over the world. But, okay, you're a small-town girl. Sorry. He's telling me all of this stuff, right? I go home.
Yeah.
I'm like, I really want to find out who this guy is because unfortunately for him and the business that I am in, I know how to do really good research.
Yeah.
And like everybody else does because it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
And he works for his dad. The company that he was talking about is not his company. He's a trust fund kid.
Oh.
So,
oh.
Yeah, I actually work for a law firm. So I know how trust funds work. He gets a nice, you know, paycheck out of the trust fund, which, by the way, other people own the properties, own the businesses. He doesn't own any of the stuff that he's talking about.
Jason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not walking it like you talk it.
That means I get a lot of benefits without a lot of the responsibilities.
Well, that's true.
My father owns the company, but I work there. It is a job
so
that I earned, and I trained my entire life for that job.
Here we go. Another good. Well, listen, I know the battle will begin now. Here's the thing. Of course, on Second Date Update, obviously, there's a little bit of turmoil in here. Maybe it sounds a little annoyed on each end, but hey, that doesn't mean you can't go on another date.
Like, you guys want to try this again? We'll pay for it.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
No.
I will cancel that one.
Jason wants to go out.
She'll be missing out.
Oh.
She will be missing out. She could. Whoever is going to be with me is going to end up with a great life. That's all I remember.
You know what, Jason? Just you can put it out there right now. Any girls in Madtown that want a sugar daddy, you know.
Well, it'll be more than that.
Brainless. Mostly like with, you know, no brain cells would be so much better for him.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's why I picked you.
Oh, slam!
Oh, that's not okay.
And then you canceled me once you found out
that I
have a brain. So thank you so much for, you know, giving me the opportunity.
Thank you for revealing your true colors.
Oh, my God.
Who gonna check me, boo? Close your links to married me and hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Johnny.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
Yes, it is time for a reality check. Our favorite housewives with my girl Tracy Anderson in the house.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. I'm loving the leopard print today.
Thank you, honey.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, let's get to this because we have a lot of gossip.
Yes, we do.
Housewives of New York occurred last night in the Burke. I like how they, Dorinda calls it the Berserkshires.
Yes.
Of course, this was the huge meat of last night.
And you never told me you called Adam and asked him to go to Houston with
I didn't call him.
You never told me you emailed Adam.
I never emailed Adam.
What are you talking about?
I didn't email Adam.
Okay, then what did you do? A smoke signals?
Yes,
what is it? Okay,
yes.
Whatever it was, Bethany, you
but
did not
you
tell me.
But then you can't say something, be wrong, and then
no, I'm not wrong.
Get out of it.
You can't parse out people's words like that.
You know who parses people's words out and tries to trip them up? People who aren't telling the truth. Liars.
Liars, honey.
Yeah.
That's some shade right there. Okay,
yes.
These two cannot stop going at it.
Yep.
Why do you think they have such a feud going on?
You know, I think Bethany's upset about something. I think, honestly, she's upset about something. And now Carol is confronting her about it.
Yes.
And she doesn't want to admit that she's upset. Maybe it has to do with Adam. Maybe it has to do with she became better friends with Tinsley.
It could be.
Something's
definitely going
jealous.
On. Yeah.
But I think the issue lies with Bethany first. She's upset with Carol about something, and now it's just blown up.
I think it's because, again, Adam being Carol's like ridiculously young boyfriend.
Who's hot, by the way.
Who Bethany, who said, hey, come out to Houston because I do this charity.
Yes.
I want you to be a photographer for them.
Yep.
And he goes, well, what's my comp?
Right.
She's like, what do you mean, what's your comp? You're not going to get any money for this. It's called charity.
Right, but if you saw the article, there's a People's article out because Bethany wrote this blog about Carol that was really mean.
Yeah.
Carol addresses that in the article saying that Adam would have loved to have gone, but he's starting his own business.
Sure.
And so he couldn't afford losing a day, which Carol was like, Bethany should know this. She has her own business. She knows what it's like. So I just think that, you know, maybe the whole thing with Adam, maybe she felt like Carol was not showing interest in her, you know, giving her attention, saying, oh, you're going to Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I think it's kind of BS. How many people in general do charity and decide to do it for free on their own time and take off work to do it?
Right.
He's so rich. Adam is a rich guy.
Is he?
Yes, he's rich.
Is she rich because he's
all
on the show?
Yes.
No.
Even Bethany says it. She's like, he's way rich compared to the, you know, these people that come with me on my retreats to go help. You know, like Puerto Rico victims.
Well, that's a good point then. I guess I didn't think of it because I forget that this is a show. Adam probably does have money. Yeah, you're right. I forget it's a show. But I want to know whose side are people on, really? Are you on Bethany's side?
Yeah.
Are you on Carol's side? I mean, whose side are you on?
They're really, really crazy. And I saw something about Andy Cohen. He was being interviewed and they were saying, so is it awkward for you to go back and forth with these two ladies? He goes, yeah, because I'm friends with both of them, and if you've ever been in the middle of two people that you're friends with and they're fighting, you're in the middle. So he feels awkward, but he still has to, you know, talk to these
Andy
ladies.
Andy is the devil, he is the devil, and he loves this stuff.
Mm.
And I saw that little clip, and he was like, oh, I hate to get in the middle of this stuff. This is what makes the show.
For sure. I totally agree with you. But it's quite interesting altogether. Now, Bethany has the Be Strong
Foundation
charity. Mm-hmm. Okay, so of course she went to Puerto Rico where she was giving out like $125,000 in cash cards.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was the first time they said anyone has ever given us cash.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you hear about that chick on The View, Sunny Hostin, who criticized her?
Yeah, I saw the episode. I saw The View.
Yeah,
she was talking about.
She basically saying, listen, you purposely are deciding to take your own photographers and videographers and show everybody that you do charity.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, I do that as well, but I don't
That's
share that
said.
With people.
That's what she said, honey.
She said that.
Yes.
But are you not talking about how you do charity work on The View as we speak?
Right. Okay. Oh, that's a good point.
Thank you, girl.
But here's the thing. You know, when that episode aired and Bethany went to Puerto Rico, that was the first thing I said. I mean, here's the thing. I think what she's doing is great.
Yeah.
That was a very touching episode. I mean, but a part of me really feels like there's an agenda there.
An agenda.
Yeah.
But you know what? I would use my platform as well. If I can get the word out, and I think that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
I think Bethany is doing a great thing.
I think she is too. But she always wants people to say, see what I'm doing. Look at what I'm doing. See me. But again, I agree. I mean, people are getting something out of it.
She's in the public eye.
She is.
She's a rich woman. She's using her platform like the Real Housewives to get the word out. And, you know, I don't think she's faking the crying. She's literally crying.
When she was in Puerto Rico?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she was.
All right, so that's that. All right, yeah. Let's move on now, because if you haven't heard, it is true. Greg Leakes, NeNe Leakes' husband, has not been feeling good.
Yeah,
she went to Instagram to let us all know kind of what's going on, because she's touring, but she's decided to cancel it. Here she is.
Today marks the 15th day straight that Greg has been in the hospital. I find it very difficult to stand on stage and laugh and have a good time and give you guys your money's worth, knowing that my husband's in the hospital not feeling well. He has said to me over and over again, go on, go out there, have a good time, do the show, I'm going to be fine. But I find it mentally very hard for me to do. Greg will be out of the hospital this week. He will be stronger. He will be better. And we will be out here doing this show again in no time. Thank you for loving me. Thank you so much, so much.
We love you, NeNe.
We love you, NeNe. Yeah. I love NeNe and Greg.
Love them.
I've always loved them.
Rumors have it he was in the hospital because heart failure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or food poisoning.
Oh.
Neither of them are true.
But this past season, he had heart problems, remember? So I thought it was...
She's putting the kibosh on it, I guess. Okay. But I will let you know, because I saw his Instagram. He is home.
Okay. Yeah. Yay, Greg. Yeah, get better.
In his satin pajamas.
I saw that.
Rich people.
Yeah.
These are rich people problems.
Rich people problems.
And let's just end it quickly on someone who's super rich and super fake.
Okay.
Kim Zolciak.
Yes.
And her ridiculous, now she's 40. Welcome to the 40 Club.
Oh, finally.
And her fake butt implants.
I thought she was 40 already, to be honest.
She wears a lot of makeup. But those implants, girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Her butt implants.
Her butt... I hate to say, her butt looks amazing. I don't know if people saw the Instagram photo with her.
I want to get that.
But it looks great. But, I mean, this girl, instead of going to the gym, she goes to the doctor.
And that's what we do. That's why it's called The Real Housewives, and they're all fake. There you have it. It's Reality Check. Till next week, we'll see you then.
Bye.
So nasty and so rude.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.